friends and fess. Good friends and fess.
Good friends and fess.
Good friends and fess.
Good friends and fess.
All right, welcome everybody to Good Friends and Fess, episode 10, the big 1-0. This is the point of the show where I usually make a little bit of a quip about our poor listenership or how shit a guy Fez is, but I'm a couple of beers in today, so I'll just say... Fez. I'm Steven.
Sums us up. Yeah. I'm Lexus.
I'm Tyson.
I'm Fez.
And I'm Lee! And with that, we're going to go straight into our segment. It's an old one, because we're doing the big 1-0 episode, the big 10.
Yeah. Double figures.
We want to go back. We want to explore the good old days of, let's face it, a couple of weeks ago. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring back the segment where we get to slap each other. And that is 2 points in 1 minute. So you've got to give us 2 points of something interesting of the past 2 weeks. And if yours is considered the worst... Slap on the back.
Exactly, damn. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Also, bear in mind that there's a rule. We're playing drinking games as well.
Yeah.
Steven, you lead this.
All right, well, cheers to that. Amazing segue, man.
Steven, help me, please.
Get me out of here! we've got some drinking games here. So we've noticed that each of us have a few tendencies in the show. Mm-hmm. So the listeners, hopefully you can play along. Well, hopefully with some friends. If you're drinking at home, though, that's cool. Mine will be, every time I say the word cool, I say that a fair bit. Listeners, take a drink.
Mine will be sick or sick city.
Mine's yeah, so you'd probably be hearing it a lot without me trying. So.
Taking a lot of drinks.
Yeah.
Mine will be if I fuck it up. Generally.
Just being yourself.
Yeah, pretty much.
And mine will be if I say the F-U-C-K word. And since you all said your words, drink!
Oh, no way! Technicality!
I did screw it up when I tried to give it to
you. You already did focaccia it up.
I like it. Anyway, before Fez really interrupted you...
Yeah, that's right. We're actually flowing on a segment, and it was good before you ruined it all. But we're going to do the 2 points of your day. So who wants to kick it off right in the ghoulies?
I can kick it off.
Yep, Steven.
We'll get this... Timer started. One minute.
1 minute. Go.
All right. So the first point was I was at the gym today. The dude next to me was doing dumbbell presses. The bench gave way, slipped backwards. He got 30 kilos to the face.
Oh.
he was okay. Oh, he was God. Okay, but ice pack was required. He was a big dude, so maybe the dumbbell came off second best. And my second point is... This is a bit of an obscure point, but I went in to change over a gift I'd received. And as I went into the store, it had been about a month since I'd received the gift, which I think is borderline limit for stores. And I was just overselling myself. I was like, yeah, I know I've been a real asshole. I'm just a shit bloke. And just really putting myself down to the point that they're like, oh, we feel so bad for you. Here's a game. And it worked.
Oh, good.
Nice one.
That's very good.
That's a good trick.
And stop. All right. You had 5 seconds to go.
Thank you very much.
So, that's pretty good.
That's fine, I think.
That's fine. Lexus, go.
My first point was last Friday, I was watching... Friday or Saturday? I don't know. One of the nights, I was watching the showdown port in Adelaide.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'll put some money on this. So I signed up for sportsbet.com. But I did it too late, so I can put the bets down. So I was like, I got $10 on here now. I don't know what to do. So I was like, I'll look through a list of horses, see which one have the best odds. And I just placed like 4 bets for $2.50 each. And all 3 of them lost, except the last one came up with $30. So $30, first time I used sports bet.
Not bad.
Let's hope the next 25 seconds is better.
I don't know. I couldn't really think of a second point. So I went to the dentist and got tortured in the chair for like half an hour as she cleaned my teeth and proceeded to like make all my gums bleed. And
that is an image that the listeners want.
Yeah. So that was good times.
All right. Stop. Dude. Well done. Once again, 5 seconds to kill as well. So we're wrapping up pretty quick.
Not my best.
Let's continue that trend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Continue that trend because I may as well just lift up my shirt and take a slap right now. Outside of a bruise on my hip.
That's a big one.
I don't have anything interesting.
Listeners, so. He just revealed his hip and it has a large bruise on it.
I actually got that from... it was funny, actually. We were playing basketball game on Wednesday. I went to dive to save the ball from going out of bounds.
Yeah.
And there was a bit of crowd there. There was a few people sitting there. So as I throw it, and as I jump and save it in bounds, everyone moves out the way. So I land on these like hard aluminium seats.
Yeah.
And they're like, they look at me and they're like, oh, we should have caught you. And I was like, you think? So yeah, I'm sporting that. I don't have a second point, so I can lift up my shirt and take a slap right now.
Just think of anything. You got 12 seconds.
Yeah, anything you did.
Anything.
Go, 12 seconds.
The pressure!
Oh, whoa.
That was pretty interesting, actually. Was. Count that as right, a second point.
And stop. So you've got Tourette's and a bruise.
Yeah. I'm right. Slightly being Lexus.
Yeah. It didn't have a second point.
All right, Fez, here is your chance to not stuff it up.
Oh, I see what you did there.
You ready? Go.
My first point is when I was wrestling training, I tore the soft tissue near my meniscus.
Oh, cool.
Yes, so I was limping for quite a while.
Yes, and, I know. I was embarrassed to be seen with you.
Yeah.
And
I walked about 5 meters in front of
you. Oh, yeah. Also with Lex and Stephen, we went on a bit of a hoon ride late at night and went to the Parklands, in the sprinklers, which was pretty fun.
Yeah.
So he drove through the Parklands.
Yeah. When the gate was open, I was like, yes, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
How did you guys say that?
Gunned it.
I forgot about that.
I block out most memories of Fez.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
you still got time. If you wanted to add anything more to it. I don't think you need to, though.
No, I think I'm safe.
No, that's good. All right, stop. All right, the other day at work, rented a truck out to a 70-year-old woman, and she absolutely totaled the hell out of it. It was funny. I went in the office, and then literally 10 seconds later, this little kid runs up and goes, oh, Grandma's had an accident.
10 seconds.
Yeah, literally 10 seconds. I walked outside, looked down the road, she'd made it 50 metres away from our gate. Just absolutely total. And our truck was fine because they're 4 tonnes and a Suzuki is, all of about 50 kilos.
Yeah.
I spent a good hour and a half sitting next to her just taking down all her details and she's probably going to lose a lot of money.
Dude, 15 seconds, second point.
Oh, second point. Phonic Rummies is a C-grade social basketball team that I play for, and we won the grand final.
Woo!
Yeah, good, but not really that interesting. No. All right, cool. We had about 5 seconds.
You said the word.
Drink, everybody. I've just realized I will edit out all the pauses for drinks in this podcast because it could get very boring.
Yeah, it could get it.
Just 3 seconds of silence. Just, that's good.
Yeah. That was
good. I actually reckon you would have missed me saying, if we look back at this, I bet you I said my word a few times.
Maybe you did, but probably. We didn't pick it up. So, listeners, if you want the drink, that's cool.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm all for that.
Pretty much, we're just getting drunk. Yeah, it's the 10th episode.
Freaked out by the screams he did to remember any of the.
He
said, yeah.
Good one.
Bitch.
Alright, so Krebsy, you usually decide.
Yeah, I usually decide this. Alright, well, I reckon it's between Lexus and Tyson.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Lexus, you did bore me to tears. So boring.
I couldn't think of shit.
But at least you gave us 2 points, alright? I know you love to squeal, but it's not a point, it's just a noise. Raise his shirt up.
Yeah,
who wants to slap him?
Anyone.
Lexus, you're nearest. Get him.
Yeah.
Get him.
Second worst.
Give him a good one, though. Worst.
Yeah, I gave him a shit one last time. So.
Yeah. Don't pack him up that handy Vaseline. Just slap it.
Oh, that's hard to get to. Ready?
That's
a stinger.
Stings off.
That's a stinger.
Not a bad. Not a bad one.
Not a bad one. Alrighty then. Let's kick it on. Two.
What are this? Alright guys, welcome to my segment, What Are This?
Do you want to say it so people can understand?
Pretty much I ask you, what are this? So I've got a word and it's pretty much it's like a weird word in the English dictionary, or it's a sciencey term, or I don't know, just something that'll just describe something. Yeah. Pretty much it's an effect. Which you'd read about. So I'll give you a word, and I want you to describe to me what it means. Like, what is this phenomena, or what I don't know, what does this word mean? So we'll start off with Stephen. Your word is, or your thing is, the Tetris effect.
What is the Tetris effect? Alright. Let me break this down. Several different levels.
That's Tetris, or you're breaking it down on several different levels, sir.
Yeah, Tetris. Alright, so what it is when you're moving into a house with six different guys, and they've all got different shit that they need to put in.
Yep.
And so the first person gets in there, it gets dibs on the bedroom, but you've got to bunk with somebody.
Yeah.
Second guy gets in there, starts putting his boxes. And the other guy gets in there, but he's like, oh shit, I've got too much stuff here, I need to get rid of it. So he just destroys like four lines or four boxes of these other people's stuff. That's the Tetris effect right there.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty close. Thank you.
Do you have the answers?
Or yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And by pretty close, I mean it's actually not that close. But it's when you play like a video game or you watch heaps of anime or TV shows or whatever so much that it begins to start to like invade your thoughts and dreams.
Yeah, like porn.
Well, I don't know. I guess if you watch porn, you can see like visions of porn. Moreover, it's like with Tetris in the supermarket, you can start to see like shapes and stuff where things fit in, and you're always thinking like...
Yeah, no, that's where I was getting. He was seeing the shapes in his mind, and then he wanted to blow stuff up.
Yeah.
Back to the night filling days.
Yeah, pretty much. Palettes. Tetris came in handy then.
Yeah. Sure did.
All right, Querbsy.
Yes.
For you, the word groke. What does groke mean?
Groke. Ooh. Yeah. All right, we know what a grog bog is.
Okay.
It's when you drink far too much alcohol and the next morning you do a lot of poos. Well, a groke is when you're designated driver and you're not drinking a lot, you're drinking a lot of Cokes.
Ooh.
And so the next morning you wake up and you've got so much sugar in your guts that you're having a groke, which is a grog bog due to Coke.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Was I close? Were you close to the real answer?
Not so much. A groke is to watch someone eat, so just intensely watching someone eat in the hope that they'll give you some of their food.
Okay.
To groke someone.
Food, poo, bum, food, poo,
yeah.
Groke. I think I'm right.
All right, Fezzy, yours is, what is a contrail?
A contrail. Let's see.
Isn't that a Twitter follower that we've got?
Oh, yeah! Conundrum, contrail. Dude, if you're listening, shout out to...
Change your name to
shout
contrail.
Out to @BeatTheFeet. It's episode 10, we don't give a fuck, we do what we want.
Well, contrail, you can split that into two words. Con.
Yeah, you can.
And trail.
Mm-hmm.
Which pretty much is self-explanatory. You got a trail with a lot of cons.
Oh god!
What does that mean? That's a fail there. Take a drink.
Right. I see what he's trying to say though. Like, you know, a pro and a con. A con's a negative, so it's a trail towards negative.
Exactly.
I don't think that deserved a fail.
Well, I think it does.
So, all you did was separate the word and say that's what it is.
I see where
contrail is like a trail of with cons. I want explanations behind it.
It's self-explanatory.
Are you? You effed up again.
He's not right.
He's not right. Oh. No, okay. Well, no.
They'd be so good if you're like, yeah, he's right.
Yeah. A contrail was caused by an aircraft flying across the sky and the products of combustion from the engines leave the large, you see them like clouds behind the aircraft across the sky.
Yeah. Yeah, I call them sky skiddies.
That's a good name for them. Better name than you came up with. What does scatography mean?
Oh, that's a good
scatography.
One.
Scatography.
Yeah.
Scatography.
Oh, so scat?
Yeah.
Scatography. Yeah.
Scat.
I'm a scat man.
Alright, scatography is kind of like an urban myth. It really was meant to be catography, and it's about photography with cats.
So pretty much half of the internet right now.
Yeah. So, you know, we've all seen hashtag scatography. You know,
have we? Not seen that.
Well, I don't know. Depends who you follow. I don't know. We probably don't follow any weird women then. So, so it's basically like
to any weird women that we follow.
Yeah, scatography is like a... It's just a deep, dark, mysterious form of photography.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what is it? It's not photography about cats?
It's not, no. It is deep and dark. It's an obsession, they said, an almost religious obsession with eating your own poo.
We've had poo twice here.
Yeah.
It's good.
So if I had given that to you, you would have got
you
it.
Get, did you give that to me because you thought I would get it right?
No. Oh, I just randomly picked it.
Oh, damn.
No, that was good.
What?
I reckon I could have come with something closer than...
I don't think I'd ever put that with eating
poo. No, for sure. I wouldn't either. Fez, what the fuck are you on about? Also, I should point out at this point, our other episodes are generally better structured than this. Yeah, having a few beers and having fun on episode 10. So check out episode 9, guys. Cool. Well, no, that was good.
All right. Cool. So on to Tyson Beck with his segment.
Yeah.
What would you do?
All right, last podcast I copped a bit of flat because it was what should you do, or something like that. And
dude, we got so much hate mail.
That's just embarrassing. And I've seriously spent the last 2 weeks since the podcast just dwelling about my mistakes.
Yeah.
So I was borderline going to do a what could you do this week, but no, couldn't touch that. So here we go. What would you do? All right. So say we're all budding musicians.
Yeah.
We're all passionate about our craft. So you've got a particular particular style of music you're into and you play, or you're a solo artist.
Yeah.
But pretty much someone comes to you, like a big record label company. I don't know. What are they? Sony Music or something?
Columbia.
Yeah. One of those come to you and basically ask you to be a sellout, to a boy band. And it pretty much will ruin your life.
what?
It will pretty much ruin
your image?
Yeah, your image.
Okay, but my life, I assume, is better. More money, you said.
Well, yeah. But would you take it, knowing that anyone you previously know would just not like you? Like, this boy band is some boy band you've never seen before. Absolute sellout. Everyone knows that you don't like it, but you're in it for the money. Would you do it? And why would you do it, or why wouldn't you do it?
Okay.
So, who wants to kick this one off?
I can start with it.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah.
I would be selling out in a second.
Yeah.
And I guess the reason why is because you're filthy rich, and if you get the money, you get them bitches. So
yeah. It's like, how much? Yeah. I would probably be similar. I mean, how many fans do I have before in this theoretical?
You got a few. You
was
got
it
few.
Me and like 10 people in the garage? Like, oh, you're the man, dude.
No, it's pretty much you on a Friday night. Playing in some small country pub to an audience of 10 people.
Yeah. So nobody's going to think I sold out because nobody knows who I am.
Yeah. But that's what you like doing. Like, you're going against your ground in terms of the
music. Yeah, all right, let's put this in a bit of perspective then. So I was, because underground hip hop's pretty big and there is quite a few following. So if you sold out there and you became commercial and I started singing about, my Mercedes Benz, etc., then you cop that type of flag. Would I do it though? Hells yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with both of you. I'd sell out 100%, as Lex has said, because the reason why we hate One Direction and all that is not because of their music, it's because of the fact that we are so jealous that a bunch of 17-year-olds have got more money than we will ever have slept with more women than we ever will, and have got more fame and fortune and everything at such a young age, and we are jealous of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would
call.
Do it.
Yeah,
we,
could
why
call.
Not?
Yeah.
We'd be jelly.
Well, so, I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
Just wondering, did you have talent beforehand? Were they just going to say, we're going to choose you, we're going to give you the auto tune? And
you've got talent. It's not like the Simpsons episode where they body
got
you got talent. It's not like you right now.
You need to picture yourself in a better person's body. That's what we're trying to say.
It pretty much will mean that you're going to cop a lot of backlash. You're not going to be friends with anyone you're friends with now. Your family will probably hate you.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
You can't add things to that. Oh, I forgot to say, you've all got AIDS as well. You've all got severe AIDS.
Well, you might after you've met a couple girls. Well, so.
I'm going to go.
Doesn't change anything.
Well, I'm going to go against everyone else and say no. I won't.
And that's because
because immortal technique and the underground hip hop artists. they didn't sell out. They still made money by, you know, selling their music themselves.
That's true.
Exactly.
But you didn't tell me how big I was beforehand. You said I was playing country pubs.
No, I didn't say country pubs.
Technique was I played country pubs.
I saw think you was.
I know. Kalgoorlie pub featuring immortal technique.
I said, exactly. I said you're a budding musician. And
you're saying buddying?
Yeah, I don't know.
Budding.
Like a flower.
And but basically someone, you know,
did you say drinks up?
But that was good. Actually, I knew everyone would say yes, but I was wanting an answer like Fez's because I wanted to see if anyone would actually go to the method of thinking, you know, because if I keep doing it one day, I'll actually be noticed.
That's actually a fair point.
That's actually really
make it on your own. I can see that.
Because if you've got talent, no, that's the answer I was looking for.
Yeah, but it you might not make it. Whereas you're guaranteed to make it.
No, dude, and you make it, make shitloads of money, go back to your roots, and then you get heaps more money to produce your albums. And be like, I'm back, bitch.
More money.
More money.
More problems.
So basically, the end result of this is money over image, really.
Yeah, definitely.
You wouldn't care if you were up there in a pink, you know, blazer or...
No, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I can be bought.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
So if any potential music companies are out there, we've got a team of five guys here. Boy bands are usually what?
No, get Leroy in there as well.
Five guys.
Leroy as well.
Oh yeah. Sorry, Leroy.
Yeah. Shout out to Leroy.
So
I love to see him in a boy band. You stole my heart. I love you.
Actually, I can imagine us in a boy band. We'd be just selling out and. Yeah.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
I can imagine Leroy in like a K-pop band. Breaking it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Listeners, Leroy's agent.
And yeah, that's it. So that's what would you do? And,
every segment ended with, that's it.
Yeah.
Next one.
And yeah, so next
one. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep. I'm going to.
You like bloody Usher over there from the early 2000s.
So on to the next segment. We've got Steven. Go get him, boy.
Excuse me, I think this is a lost in translation.
Alright, I don't know what accent I was doing there, but the segment's called Lost in Translation. And basically what the segment involves is story time. What I want everyone to do is just give us a story about when you've said something to somebody else, it's been lost in translation, and hopefully, for the sake of this podcast, resulted in hilarious effects. Now, this doesn't have to be necessarily something that was translated into another language. I don't want any Google Translate stories or autocorrect stories. We've seen all those images. Fans just looked up, so I don't want them. But they can be things such as you said to somebody in a club, they couldn't hear you over the music, they misunderstood what you were saying. So it could be English to English and somebody just misinterpreted hilarious results. To give you an idea, I'll get this kicking.
Yep.
What happened to me once, back in the days, is I was at a club, chilling with my friends. I had a girlfriend at the time, so I wasn't looking to hit any ass up. That's the first time I've ever used that phrase.
Hit ass up.
Yeah. So yeah, I was with my friends, just chilling, having some beers. Some girls came up, we were chatting and stuff, having a laugh. It was just, you know, it was just friendly talk, really, is what I interpreted it as. Went to the toilets. The men's toilet was chock-a-block full. So I went back. I saw her kind of coming down the corridor. There's a long corridor to get to the toilets in this pub. So I hopped into the disabled toilets. I know you shouldn't necessarily do this. There was nobody there. And I didn't see any disabled
toilets. Fuck you!
Popped in there. She popped in right behind me. Said, are we going to do this? And I was like, I don't know what I said to you out there. I don't know how I gave you this impression. But, no, we are not. And yeah, so that was very awkward.
Where was the trend? You just wanted to admit that you almost had a root.
Humble brag.
There was no lost in translation.
No, there was lost in translation. Because, yeah, getting back to it, when we went back out, she was embarrassed. And I was having a discussion with her. And she just got the impression that I was flirting with her. When actually I was just having a laugh. And yeah, I was saying, I got to the point like, we should catch up again sometime. She interpreted that as...
I want to jump on your phallus.
Exactly, yes. I want to jump your bones. So okay. Yeah, I was getting to the lost in translation bit.
Wow. Now I have to think of something else because mine is literally word for word what yours is. So
no joke. Were you the girl? Wow. All right, well, let's go to somebody else first then. Who's got one?
I got one. When I was in Washington, of all places, like an English speaking American, like, went to get lunch, right? And it was equivalent to a Subway, except they just did toasted sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
And every ingredient I said to this woman, she did not understand, even though we were both speaking English. I said, "Can I have a toasted sandwich?" And she goes, "A what?" And I'm like, "The toasted sandwich, like the I can." And I was pointing to the toaster over there. She's like, "What are you talking about? We only sell paninis."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Well, what the freak is a panini?" She's like, No. And eventually I got the toasted part. She's like, "What do you want in it?" I'm like, "Salami." She's like, "What? What is salami?" I'm like, "Oh my God." And bologna. And it literally got to the end of me ordering the sandwich. And I had 7 people on their lunch break from work helping me to order this sandwich. And it got, I really actually cracked at the point where I said, "Oh God." And I'm trying to think of it. And I'm like, "Can I just have tomato then?" She's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Oh, are you telling me that the whole tomato actually sounds different to you?"
Yeah.
And it was terrible. And the sandwich was shit house as well.
Jeez.
So I spent 10 minutes ordering the sandwich and yeah, that's it. That wasn't very good.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
No, but that would be annoying. I hate
it. Was
that
just more
shit.
So
you
annoying.
Just
yeah, it's also annoying.
You just feel like saying, "Give me my sandwich."
Oh, I'll hop over the counter and make it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That night, almost got a route from the same girl that both you and Tyson are talking about. At that club.
Adelaide's small place.
What club were you at?
I don't know if I should be dropping this type of info, but...
Do it!
Alright, what letters does it start with?
A.
A.
Different. It's possible she went to more than one.
The Arab her... steed?
No, okay. But that's her.
Akaba.
No. How old was she?
She was my age.
What, 40?
Well, that could be her game. If she spoils guys from disabled toilets. Anyway, we're ripping on this poor girl too much.
She's down for disabled guys.
Yeah, I'll do mine, but I'll just quickly, like, mine was basically the same as yours, but I got another one anyway.
Okay, quick.
So basically
recap.
Mine, yeah, was, you know, you're dancing with a girl, I hate dancing, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I was just like, we had a conversation, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go to the toilet sort of thing, like, you know. So I quickly popped into the toilet, taking a piss, and there she is, just, like, standing there, like, just
helping
looking.
Helping you take the piss?
Yes.
What?
So, yeah.
Was she?
I was joking.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Was she had your cock in her hands?
Yes.
She was holding your dick.
Some random.
Yeah, that was your takeaway.
Yeah.
This chick.
Yeah,
that's just awesome. That.
I was literally joking when I said that.
No, I'm dead serious.
Did she shake it for you?
No, because I was like, this is fucked.
Why was that nice? Were you mid-stream? Were you mid-stream?
Uh-huh.
Were you mid-stream?
No, okay, so basically, maybe this I should just do this fully. Okay, so basically.
Just, no, just do it. Right, get it out.
My other one was good.
Anyway.
I'm bugging the other one. Right, yeah, this.
Okay,
I'm interested.
Okay, so rewind to the start. You know, I walk in there. I didn't know anyone was following me, so I went. I reckon I took a little bit to take a pee. You know, you kind of stand there for a little. But as I was standing there, I kind of felt someone was standing with me, but I didn't look. And then, like, as I was peeing, I'm kind of like looking up because I never look down when I pee. And then I feel.
Well, you're afraid to look at your own dick.
Hey, gay!
I'm gay if I look at my own cock.
If you looked at mine, you'd do the fucking same thing. So basically, I'm looking up in the roof and I feel something. I feel like hand in balls. And I look down and there's someone's hand there. First thing I noticed was some really big fingernails, so at least I wasn't freaked out. Well, yes, I turn around and it was the same girl and she was just kind of like, "Hey." And she was just stood there and
right
held my
balls.
Dick while pissed. Wow. And then after, she kind of like looked and smiled. She didn't want anything. And then I kind of
didn't want anything.
Well, I don't know.
She wanted your pork sword.
Yeah. And then I zipped it up. And then she went and did whatever in the men's cubicle. And then after...
What do you mean, didn't know? I need a bit more info that she did whatever.
Took a piss.
Oh, I took a piss or a shit. Oh,
I thought you meant there was another guy in there.
So then when I go on the dance floor, the whole night she's fucking rubbing my balls.
So she's just a chronic ball rubber.
This just turned into a brag session. No, just like, there's one time I had three chicks, man, all mate, on top of me. What and I was like, I'm gonna go to my work, man.
Which is at the Playboy Mansion.
One of them has heard me. She said, so I said, rub peanut butter. I was saying, normal butter.
Well, until you have a random woman hold your cock and balls so you can piss, it's not really that much to brag about.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. Yeah.
She was actually quite attractive. I mean, I would have probably done something if it was a different
set. Eddie, this is Dragon Ball. Like, we're all happy for you, bro. But let's go on to Lexus, maybe.
Okay, my story is lost in translation when Stephen and I were in Japan.
Good one.
We were in front of a really big sign and we were having a read. I think we were pretty lost at the time. We were standing there having a read of it, and then this random guy comes up and he's chatting for a bit. Yeah. He's got like reasonable English. I think he was on his lunch break from work. So we're having a look and he's sort of telling us about where we are and stuff, and we're like, oh, so if we go there, we'll catch the train and we'll get there in like 5 minutes or something. He's like, oh, I can take you in my car. At this point, me and Stephen are like, oh, we probably don't want to get in the car with you. And he kept like going like, oh, Stephen, oh, that's a nice name. Yeah, so we kept chatting with him. He was a reasonable guy, but he was very insistent on us getting in the car with him.
Yeah.
And at the end, he was just like, oh, how do I say it? I really want to play with you too.
Yeah. It was
another brag story! Stop bragging about your sexual conquests!
Yes, I mean, this 40-year-old Asian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after that, we're just like, oh, no, thanks very much. I mean, Stephen got the hell out of there.
Yeah, but that was good, actually. Yeah, after that one,
we're like, oh, okay.
That was a fun memory of mine, actually. That was fun.
A fond memory? A fondle memory?
Jay, don't get angry at me just because yours was about savages.
You know, well, it's kind of funny because she mispronunciated tomato. And
you are getting wristies in the toilet.
Sex from strange men.
Fez will make you feel better.
Oh, good. Yeah.
His will be average.
I don't really have a story. More just
drink.
No, but I was going to say, like, it's more like, when I've gone to stay like to Victoria, mm-hmm. I'll say some stuff that they wouldn't know, but you know, we'd say regularly in like Adelaide.
In Victoria?
Yeah, like for instance, like, you know, if you were someone in Minda, they wouldn't know what you mean.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I call Minders there all the time.
Yeah, or they don't use the word heaps good. Like the words heaps good.
But they know what you mean.
Yeah.
They don't think you mean.
I know, I've seen some people on Facebook going, are you a fucking retard? Like when someone writes, oh, that's heaps good or heaps great. Yeah. And they'll be like, what the, like, you're fucking retard. But that's just what
How is that hard to understand? Yeah. There's a lot of good.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
So, that was pretty bad. Are we going to do the privilege thing again this episode?
Yeah,
why not? Let's bring it in.
Bring it in halfway through the episode. Because that's the time of polished episode 10 we are.
You can't wear pants.
You woo!
That's a humble brag as well.
You've got to cut your own hair with those scissors.
No.
Yeah.
Go. That's, nah, he's got a good one for him.
Collar up Fez, for the rest of the night. You have to keep your hands in your pockets for the rest of the episode.
Oh, it's going to be hard for him to take the drink. Except for when drinking. One hand in pocket.
Yeah.
And then I think we agreed the punishment last episode was a flick in the ear or a flick on the nose. Is that the punishment that we're going with?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and don't whack yourself off while you're at it.
All right, well then I'll pass this bad boy over to Corbzy.
The Ten Commandments.
# Twitter lol. Ha ha. Alright, so this is the Ten Commandments. Obviously, it's a bit of old writing, this one. It's a bit dated. Some people don't quite understand what it means anymore. Especially people with such low attention span, such as everyone in the age bracket that we are in.
Yes.
So what
I'm
I've got...
bored with this already.
Well, you saw our last segment just trailed off into bragging about roots so quickly.
This one.
This better flow on.
It will. I'm sure one of the commandments is talk about wristies. I've actually printed out the Ten Commandments, like the original bad boys, right? The ones that were chiseled on stone.
This should be good.
So what I'm going to do is each one of you, I'm just going to pass it around, and I want you to translate what it would mean in today's terms, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
I get what you mean.
You get what I mean? Do you get what I mean?
I get it.
Do you get translation?
Do you get what I mean, hey? Yeah.
All right. So, should I just kick it off first?
Yeah,
do it, bro.
You take it.
Commandment number one. Old scripture. First commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Ooh. Sounds a little bit confusing, doesn't it?
Controversial.
All right, so what it means in these days, right? If you're a Crows supporter and we don't make the finals and Port Power make the finals... Don't be one of those pricks who are like, oh, at least the South Australian team wins.
Yeah, you stick
with your team
and
you don't support any other, no matter where they come from or, oh, at least they're not Victorian. You go for one team.
I'm with you.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the first commandment. Stephen, do the next one.
All right. Thou dost not make to thyself a graven image.
Mm.
Now, this one here. For these days, don't Snapchat your dick to somebody. In general, don't take a picture of your dick. But Snapchat, that's the new thing coming in. People are sending cheeky pictures of the dick.
Yeah.
I received like 5 dicks last week.
Well, you're used to receiving dick, aren't you?
Yeah, well, humble brag.
You got one in Japan, nearly.
Yeah, that's true enough.
Almost.
Yeah, so that's what I would say about this one is no more dick pics.
No more dick pics. Third commandment.
Third commandment.
Lexus.
Thou dost not take up the name of Jehovah, thy God, for a vain thing. That's pretty bad. But what that says these days is you shouldn't use religion or God to make money. We're seeing it all the time. People praising thy God's name to take up donations or even on like reality TV shows and stuff in Survivor as well. So pretty much it's don't use God as a card to get out of something.
Yeah, right.
So God is not a get out of jail card. Bam.
Yeah. That was actually quite serious.
Yeah, you stuck on the religious side. And this one here means scripture 327.
We're going to get a massive Christian following after this. It's brilliant.
Tyson, commandment number 4.
Remember the Sabbath day to sanctify it?
Yeah.
So that pretty much in today's term, that is remember every Saturday to go to intensity.
Every Saturday?
The Sabbath day? He just rhymed it? Sabbath day, Saturday.
So, yeah. You know it's Sunday, yeah?
I don't know. I just fucking rhymed it. I don't give a fuck. And so every Saturday you have to head to intensity.
Okay,
yeah, cool.
Yeah, play whack-a-mole and
sweet lock-in.
Lock-in, NASCARs, tickets, fucking.
Instead of getting the communion cracker, you get the intensity ticket on the top.
Oh, cool. Exactly.
Right. Swap it over for a fizzer.
But thanks, yeah, Sundays are Sabbath days. Cheers.
Fez, commandment number 5.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
I honored your mum.
Humble brag.
Oh, well, you took mine then, so...
What?
What?
No, you get to do it. Do it again.
Otherwise, that's a fail, big time.
Yeah.
The mother is already a drinker, so I don't think I'll touch up upon that.
What?
Fail.
Right. If somehow you manage to get to this part of this episode, this is why we call it Good Friends and Fez. He is shit house.
Yep.
Just accepts it.
And there's a lot of subjects. There's a lot of subjects he doesn't want to touch, and mothers and fathers are clearly one of them.
What's wrong with touching your mum and dad, Fez?
Gosh.
Alright, well, this next commandment is actually quite suiting. Commandment 6, thou dost not murder. And right now I could freaking nerdy you, Fez. That was a terrible answer. But you can't do it. How do you... Unless it's in a video game. If you're playing Call of Duty...
For sure, man.
Murder the hell, because you've got to get those points. Just don't bring it into real life. That's what they're saying.
Steven! Commandment number 7.
Thou dost not commit adultery.
Fuck that shit.
Literally. Done. Yeah.
Nah, what this one means here is... Don't do people that are too much older than you.
That's true. Yeah. Or be immature when you have sex, you know?
Yeah.
Be kinky, a little bit weird.
Exactly. Yell out random words during...
Like, bring out a Tonga truck. Yeah.
All good points.
Moving it on.
Lexus, Commandment 8.
Thou dost not steal. Well, this one's pretty relevant for the Facebook community. It's pretty much, don't take a picture or a story someone else has posted and post it for yourself. If you do, change it enough so it sounds like a new story.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, good one.
Tyson, commandment number 9. Thou dost not answer against thy neighbor. A false testimony.
Pretty much means don't fucking snitch on your neighbors when they're having house parties and getting vocal, so.
Yep.
Sweet.
Good one.
That's a good one.
And the final commandment, number 10.
Yeah.
By Fez.
Don't fuck this one up.
Thou
dost not desire the house of thy neighbour. Alright. Well, I'll try and break this down in terms of StarCraft.
So, oh, dude! I enjoy this, but...
Something you know nothing about.
Exactly!
Do you have a door to
your
house?
When you play a multiplayer in StarCraft, don't fuck up your teammate.
Fuck it, this is a hard one.
That was awful.
Can I just interject?
Hey,
what? Oh, I hate not being able to swear. What the blimey is
StarCraft
or whatever?
StarCraft's good.
Don't you know StarCraft?
I don't know what StarCraft
get
is.
Get yourself on out of it.
Yeah.
What is it?
See, I just play
it's about time. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, and just 2. Jesus, Fez. Come on! You didn't suck. Answer one of those!
That was a drink. That's a big drink.
I'm going to see a big drink.
Finish your beer.
Get it on down.
Finish the beer.
All right, listeners, he's finishing his beer.
Yeah. Currently, the Fez has it pursed in his lips.
It's like he's sucking an enormous penis.
Sweet, he's draining the nectar into Adai's mouth.
He's shaking.
Being the 11th commandment.
I'm scared. He's done it.
Oh, he's done it. He's done it.
Slow clap.
Well, that concludes the religious part of this podcast, and would now like to bring you on to the very lovely and charming... Oh, Fez.
And now, Fez's movie reviews.
I wasn't here last week.
Yep.
Yeah,
for the segment.
It was a good episode. You got listeners, check out episode 9, please.
It's a lot better than this episode. Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, and we're supposed to go review Superbad, which I think is actually perfect for episode 10, considering we've got a party after this. And,
and this episode has been super bad.
did anyone invite me? Because I haven't heard about it.
To what?
The party.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's more of just a gathering.
Yeah,
it's just a couple.
It's more just a few mates.
I mean,
okay, that's cool.
We were just together at the time.
Spontaneous. No, that's okay. Yeah. Just keep me in mind next time.
We'll definitely do that.
Maybe. If you're around, we might.
Yeah, I guess.
It's
a possibility.
So anyway, just want
to know what your thoughts are on the movie.
Superbad.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, Fez.
That's not a review!
Yeah, okay, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I want your job as
a movie critic. Imagine just reading the paper. So what was your book?
I'll start it.
Well, you fucking should.
Take ownership, mate!
I personally enjoyed the film, especially when it came out in time when I was in high school. It was one of my favourite films.
Wow. Did it live up to the hype? Because there was a lot of hype surrounding
it. Yeah, I thought it did.
Yeah.
It did a very good job.
Do you want to explain? What did you enjoy about the film first?
Just how unrealistic it is. I guess.
Oh, I'll go the opposite.
Yeah.
Everyone's had period stains on their pants before.
Yeah, definitely.
Not just. That's, I think okay. It was the first film in that genre to actually have kids who were 17, 18 playing 17, 18 year olds.
Oh, in that aspect, yes, but I mean, not the story.
And it was good that it kind of captured, like, they weren't. Usually with these type of movies, they're super nerds. In this movie, they were kind of the in-betweeners, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And, so they weren't nerdy as such, but they weren't the jocks. Yeah. They were just, you know, the average bloke trying to get through high school.
Yeah, they had a personality too then.
Yeah.
And they had to struggle to get the booze. Every other teen movie is just like, we've got 15,000 kegs and naked chicks with double D boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Reality, flat-chested chicks and, like, a six-pack of Fosters.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what that was like.
Nobody in Australia drinks Fosters.
That's true. I was trying to reach out to the international viewers. Or should I say.
The viewer in Fez's window.
Yeah.
talk about reality, like, has anyone ever bought booze with a fake ID?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I never bought it with a fake ID, but I've bought it without showing an ID when I was in college.
I got stuck out of it because I found an ID and this guy kind of had brown hair, looked a little bit like me, and I'm like, I'm going to give it a whirl. And I went in and it worked. So I bought this carton and it was like, ID, and I'm like, ooh, gave it to him. He looks at it and he's like, yeah, right. I'm like, oh, sweet. Didn't have any money on me, so I'm like, oh, can I pay on my card? I swiped my card and then he looked at the credit card and goes, oh, your signature's a bit different. Can I just have the ID back? And I'm like, and I just snatched it out of his hand and ran. He was going to make me sign for it, and that would have been fraud, and then it would have been in real bad. So, I got stung that time. Stung like a bee.
Yeah, we
float like a butterfly.
Yeah, we did the. We never had fake IDs, but when we used to have like a change of casual clothes, like during school, we'd go during school time to get booze. Us were connected to a shopping centre, so basically. Because anyone with casual clothes, well, they have to be old enough not to go to school.
Yeah.
So we would just, like, if we were going to party on a Friday night, someone would just get changed into casual clothes and then just walk at lunchtime and then just get in and always never get asked for ID. But, I never used a fake ID before, but I went in heaps of times just, with no ID.
Yeah, sweet.
Drive-thrus were good because you'd take the P plates off. And so it was like, oh, it's a full license driver. But then you'd pull up and you're like, oh, g'day, mate, can I have 3 bottles of Passion Pop? 4 packets of Winfield Blues and a 4-pack of Cruisers. Yeah. They're like, you're not drinking this,
you just,
mate.
You just always drop the slang, though. You'd never be like, give me some Woodstocks. You'd be like, give me some Woodies.
Yeah, mate. G'day, champ. A dozen Woodies, thanks, mate.
Yeah, they're saying mate every second.
Yeah, mate,
could I have some of that? Thanks, mate.
Oh, yeah. Just like this fucking dude back here, mate.
Mate, it's been a hard week at the office, I'll tell you what.
Those are the days.
Wait, do you think that drinking's still fun now, but drinking was a lot more fun when you're underage. You had a bit of a thrill to it as well.
We're definitely talking about Superbad, aren't we?
Good film, drinking and shit.
Well, Fez's segments were a little better. They were stuck on point. So bring us back.
But do you remember like house parties, like when you were in school? Yeah. How good were they?
Pretty good.
They were the shit, man.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
Take a house party. Very good. Going out of town.
Yeah. Yo, house parties are so much better than town.
Yeah,
right?
They were.
But anyway, back to Superbad.
Yeah, I was saying, I found this a bit unrealistic. Like, I mean, buying booze, I'll agree with, but, you know, ID card with McLovin, that's...
Yeah, true.
Yeah, well, it is humorous. A comedy, man. It could have just been
a drama, a political thriller.
I could see, your point with the cops are very unrealistic.
Yeah, cops, I think.
I think I liked it the first time I watched it, but when I've watched it a few times, I don't like the cops. It's like, it's too fake. Like, you know, they're shooting, and then they blow up the car.
This is a comedy, people.
Yeah, but I didn't actually enjoy it. I really enjoyed it the first time, but I tried to watch it again after you said it was the movie to watch. Got about 15 minutes in. I'm like, it's still kind of funny, but A, I remember all the jokes
because
it hasn't been long enough. Mm. And B, I'm like, it's not a classic movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good movie.
I still think it shits on all the other kind of teen house party, like Project X. And
that was terrible.
Yeah,
I never saw it.
I'd rather contract a terminal illness than watch
that again. That was based on what was his name? Corey Worthington?
Or,
yeah.
Yeah, it was based on
Don't Give Him the Time of Day.
Yeah. Was that? Yeah. comedy, though.
I don't know, it was a cut through it, and I was like, you know what, I've got better things to do. Bloody reader,
I don't need this.
Knitting magazine.
I was just waiting for some nipples, one and of the, when they didn't come, fuck it. One of the main things of Superbad was they're trying to get into the party pretty much so they could have sex.
Yeah.
Would you say that was the main, during high school, that was your main?
That's point? All I thought about. That's why I got a very much. Average TER and I just did a degree that was useless. That's all I thought about.
Basically all the house parties we went to were like all guys there, so you couldn't really think about it too much.
Yeah. I had a long-term girlfriend in high school, man, so...
GOAT!
Yeah, had it on tap, but gay! Yeah.
That was another kind of humble brag, but whatever.
Yeah.
Right. So, was that what you thought about? Or?
Yeah, that was my thought. I'd give the film...
How many shit stains out of five?
Period stains?
Yeah, period stains.
Yes.
How many period stains?
I'll say 3.5.
3.5.
Ooh.
What would you go?
I would give it... I liked it. I'm going to give it 4 McLovin's.
Are you going to give it 4? You changed.
Yeah.
I felt like doing that.
That's a different unit.
It is a different unit. We'll have to work out... McLovin's is equivalent to
3.5. Yeah, we'll work that out later, so
stay around for the annex.
I'll give it 3. I enjoyed it at the time, but the fact that I couldn't really rewatch it and enjoy it says a lot about a movie for me, so
yeah.
3 for me.
I agree with that. I'll give it 2.5. First time was great that I watched it, but now... Yeah, I don't have time for that in my day.
Yeah, ain't got time for that.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'd probably give it a 3.5, but I'm upping it to 4 just on, like, all the other films that have come out after it about the whole, you know, the school kids and, you know, drinking booze and all parties. They really haven't been as good as this movie, so for me it makes it better because all the other ones don't really compare to it. So, yeah, four McLovin's.
McLovin's.
Yeah. So, Fez, can you give us a classic movie next week? Because this movie here, I didn't even feel like rewatching it.
Yeah,
it's going to be a rip.
Okay, next week, Warriors.
What is that?
No, that's a good movie.
Actually,
if you haven't seen
it. Because I've never seen it.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, The Warriors. The Warriors, isn't it?
The Warriors, sorry, man.
Yeah.
What decade is it?
70s, isn't it?
80s.
Oh, 80s.
Sick.
Pretty sure it's 80s. 79, maybe. It's
probably 79.
It's like early 80s.
Late I know 80s. When they're made, just know nothing about it. I've never seen it.
No, it's a very good movie. Good. Classic lines from it. You guys will enjoy it.
Nice. Okay.
You're almost home, brothers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't really give too much away. And listeners, you guys can check it out so you can think about it while we're talking about it next week.
Oh, yeah.
Think about Fez.
Tune in to episode 11. Bound to be better than this one.
Alright, so that's it for Fez's rubbish segment. And now we're moving over to Twitter questions.
Oh, Twitter questions!
But just quickly before we get into Twitter questions, a little bit of a comment needs to be made here about the way we approached the Twitter question last week. Let me get your name right.
Stephen's saying this while he's on his knees as well.
Yeah. Now, Mark Mitchell, good bloke. All round good bloke.
Good guy. Took the time to hit us up.
He did. He listens loyally. If you want to see his response to what we said last week, it's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/goodfriendsandfez. And also, if you want to tweet at us some questions, twitter.com/goodfriends_andfez.
Because pretty much we were the dicks last week, listeners.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
No, I would! Seriously, man up! We were fucking dicks.
Were we, though? Because, yeah, I think it was a bit of jabbing on both sides.
It's a bit of miscommunication.
I'd
say it's lost in translation.
Bam! It was the inspiration for my section this week. Segment, whatever. I'm a few beers in, listeners. Anyway, so at FoodPay ate the Asco, check out what he said on our Facebook page. Great guy. Cheers for listening. And yeah, alright, moving on to the next question. Unless anyone's got anything to add to that?
No, I'm all good.
Nope.
You're all good, are you, Fez? Fez, are you okay?
I'm alright.
No, you alright, Fez?
I'm fine.
Hey, he's got his hands out his pockets.
Oh!
Get another beer.
Yep.
Flick him, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That hurts, I'm sick.
So, the first question we have this week, listeners, is from an... Ty and Alex, or at Ty Alex on radio. They've hit us up with the question before, and that actually kind of is what they discussed a little bit in their question. They say, what are your geysers It's written geysers, but anyway.
What, you geysers?
don't be rude to people. You're at it again.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, moving right along. What are your geezer's favourite memes? Hopefully this is more of a talking point than the question they put in our last pod. And it's hashtag this, sorry about that. And once again, hashtag Mad Dogs for Life.
Yeah, Mad Dogs for Life.
Favourite memes.
So favourite memes, let's...
Are they the ones circling around the internet?
Yeah.
I reckon for me it would be those sloths.
Oh, yeah. Sloths are good, yeah.
There's that picture of the girl and it's whispering in her ear. And there's one that goes, what is it? It's like, bite the pillow tonight because I'm going in dry.
Yes,
And it's like the sloth's face. Like, you have to see, if you haven't seen them, just search sloth, sloth memes. And they're so memes. Like, oh, I don't know, they just look so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. Next thing you go on.
Mine would be Success Baby.
Oh, yeah. That's
like,
so bad.
It's a little baby, and he's like pulling his fist down and success. And it'd be the same, like, I don't know, girlfriend had a shit day, didn't have to hear a thing about it.
Yeah. No, that one's good. Mine would be the Futurama Fry with the squinting one. Yeah. And it's like, for example, it'd be like, not sure if it's better that Fez isn't on the podcast or that he's like at home plotting all of our deaths type thing like that. So,
well, not sure if Leroy or Jackie Chan.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the ones that are like tongue-in-cheek patriotic, so it's got the Australian flag and then just says the most ridiculous thing. Like one of them said, I'm going to use the C word here.
Okay. Brace yourself.
Drop it like it's hot.
It just says, vodka goonies fucking stray, you cunt. Means nothing. It's just, that's all it is. It's just whatever the title is,
Straya.
Doesn't mean anything, and then says Straya C word. So
I like the way you didn't go in the second time.
Yeah.
I didn't know. No, I want to try and stop
family
using
values.
Although, fair enough. You can only pull the trigger once.
Although I did hear the F word being spoken.
That's true. Slash edit.
Mine would probably be the Jackie Chan.
Oh, he scratches his head,
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
An
example of which?
Yeah, an example.
Oh, I've seen so many of them.
Give me one.
Yeah, one.
Just someone says something outrageous.
Yeah,
what's
the example?
I understand the premise. Example, please.
You've seen so many, so what's one example of
them? You've seen
over 10 drink.
Wow. Yeah.
Were you just hoping there was a Jackie Chan meme out there?
No,
I've seen it. There is one,
Is that cartoon one, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
All right. Here's a quick one from I'm in the Air Force. I think his thing is at I'm in the Air Force. He says, thanks for following. Did you subscribe to my YouTube yet? Let me know once you hit subscribe. Haven't hit it yet, man, so...
Haven't, neither have I.
Yeah. Anyone subscribed yet?
No, I'm also not in the Air Force, so... No. We don't have a lot in common.
All right, keep on hustling. Keep on hustling, brother. Next one. But yeah, listeners, feel free to check it out.
Yeah,
Hit us go up to our page. No, we'll hit him out as well. Like, yeah, we'll shout out other people.
Yeah, he's decent. He's in the Air Force.
Well, the other one... All right, here we go. It's a good question. controversial question. This is from a Simon R. Legit, and his username, whichever way you flip it, is at notebookscrawler. Anyway, he says, are chicks getting fatter than they were back in the day?
You're going to get us in a lot of trouble, man.
Controversial.
I'll say no. I'm going to say you're all beautiful.
No, I'm going to I'm going to say...
I'm not going to take the high horse.
Yeah. I'm white knighting this shit.
Statistically, by the census conducted by Australia...
Yes.
That was statistics.
That's
true, though.
It's true. Australia's the fattest country in the world. Have I ever been tested? Have you ever been in that body? What do they call it? The
census.
Yes.
Yes, I have.
No, if you're born,
as well. Every year, you have to legally fill it out.
Do you put your weight on it?
I don't remember.
Your parents do.
What?
I've never filled out one.
You've never filled one out.
Do you put your weight on it?
No, I have.
Yeah,
I can't remember if you put
your weight on it. No, you don't put your weight. But like, it's out there in the database somewhere. Come on. I mean, come on.
Get Lady Hewitt on the shit.
Yeah, nah, I disagree.
Lady Hewitt.
Yeah, nah, I don't agree.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think now more than ever, girls are into fucking fitness and shit. Like,
I don't know. Go to Westfield Marion Food Plaza and...
Yeah, but I thought, when we were in high school, how many girls strive to be in the gym and look good and everything? Fucking none of them.
About 90%.
Now these days everyone's like, oh, fucking, you know, go to the gym, fucking go to do squats. Everyone's obsessed with squat, good to get my ass toned.
High school's not a good there, because high school most people are relatively fit. Yeah. In general. That's a general
impression. Yeah, you got that metabolism going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On Facebook, a lot of chicks post these days, like, oh, I just came back from the gym.
No, how good are those posts? When you're like, but that person's working out. Good on them.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not saying I hate them.
No, no.
Get over it.
Hashtag sarcasm.
Most girls I know are more toned than me. So, I don't know.
Not hard.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Hashtag humble brag. No, all right, okay, so we just all agree, disagree?
We're just talk shit for 5 minutes.
That's the safest way to add to this question.
No, I think we all avoided that because we knew that our corresponding girlfriends would kill us for talking about ladies in that type of way. But statistically, they're getting fatter.
Next one is from a Mark Tripodi.
Tripodi!
Whatever.
You're making,
I'm sorry, Tripodi.
You're making these up right now.
Jabroni.
We're getting a lot of questions.
Mark Tripodi is a very good Adelaide comedian. Go check him out.
Okay. Plug him right now.
I just did.
That's fair. He just did.
He did, alright.
Anyway, he says, would you rather a functioning right wolf hand or a functioning left shark hand?
Sharks don't have hands. Does he mean a fin?
I assume he means fin.
Yeah, fin.
Wait, if does you have mean the shark fin or like fin, face? Would that make you swim faster?
I'd say yes.
Yeah, definitely.
No, make
but,
you swim.
Yeah, you'd be going in a big circle.
I reckon the shark fin. I reckon they'd
just. What? For the shark fin?
What?
I mean, you can make some good shark fin soup, though.
Just with your own hand.
You just burn it a little bit, get the flavor going.
I can just imagine, like, you know, going to shake someone's hand with a fucking shark fin. Like,
I can imagine you doing that. Because you look like a retard.
3-1.
I would say wolf hand, because then you got claws, at least you can kind of interact as well.
Yeah.
Whereas you got some, like, useless stump on your left hand, so yeah.
And you'd be able to freak out people. If you had the wolf hand, you can creep around the house and put big wolf prints everywhere.
That's
like,
true.
Oh my god, we're getting attacked. But if you just put a shark fin, it's like, oh, someone dropped a half a sandwich.
Yeah. And another thing, the wolf, like, pads of their hands, like if you ever felt a dog's pads, they're pretty nice.
Oh yeah,
pretty good.
Are.
Imagine shaking hands with that.
Like, I'd love to.
That's a top guy.
If you had the wolf hand, could you shave? Could you shave it?
Absolutely. You shave the wolf.
You got another hand.
Yeah, I guess you can. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
You'd never have to wear a scarf again. You just choke yourself. It'd be lovely.
What?
That's furry.
All right, cool.
Drink.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh dang.
Boy. Alright, shout outs. Let's end it with shout outs.
Okay. Convict. Or con.
Beat the Feet.
Beat the Feet, yeah. Beat deserves a shout out.
It's your shout out to at Beat the Feet.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a long time listener. Likewise. Oh, you go, sorry.
Oh no, I was just looking at you weird.
Yeah. We'll give a shout out.
Shout out.
This episode's a shambles.
Shout out to Timon for sending another question. Listen to his radio work. Yeah, fucking...
Ty and Alex Radio?
Ty and Alex Radio.
Check them out.
Check them out.
Yeah, right. My shout-out... No, they are good blokes. I just haven't had the chance to check them out yet, but it is on my to-do list. Don't worry, guys. I will be tuning in. Anyway, mine goes out to Mark Mitchell. We have Now, what is the horse for, guys?
Get up on your high horse, Stephen.
I'm just saying.
Why don't you marry him in New Zealand?
Can I just say the first time I saw Stephen face to face, after I found out about that, I felt like fucking shit after he showed me it. So,
Yeah.
I felt like shit as well.
Yeah, we all felt like shit, mate.
I felt like shit, but that's because I had a dodgy Eros.
Let me just say this. If, like, we're fine when you have a jab at us. We have a jab at each other all the time. That's fine. But it's hard to understand it through the medium of text. So maybe it's Twitter. It's Twitter, whatever the kids call it these days.
Twitter.
Yeah, just end it with a hashtag cheeky.
Yeah.
And we'll know what you're talking about.
Hashtag this is a joke, guys.
Yeah.
My shout-out will be to Vietnamese restaurants. Your insides might look like shit, but your food tastes amazing.
My shout-out goes to that old woman driving the renter truck. She just lives life on the edge.
Extreme grandmother!
Alright, take us out of this loose podcast, Fezzy.
Alright, well, we've done 10 episodes so far, and I think we're going strong. So yeah. Keep tuning in, listeners.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Yeah, that was alright, man. You've been harsh.
Yeah.
There we go. That's the money shot. Money shot.
Money shot.
Bye.
Money shot.
Bye.